Hey guys.
Hey y'all, welcome to the very first episode of The Med Locket, The Med Locket.
What are you doing?
I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to be saying it yet.
Moving on.
Okay, so quick fun fact, our very close friend actually came up with that name. She's obviously a creative genius.
She really is, because if you guys knew how long it was taking us to come up with a name.
No, seriously, we went through so many different names. At first, we were Naturally Med, and then we were Kinky Docs for a while. And I actually thought that was a really good idea, but our friend said otherwise for certain reasons that I will not be disclosing on this podcast.
Very good reasons. But as you guys can see, we're not the most creative bunch. But again, welcome to our podcast. This episode is going to be a little bit shorter than normal. We're going to use it to introduce ourselves and explain what we'll be using this platform for.
Guys, we have so many cool things in store for you. We're so excited to start this journey, and we're thankful that you're joining us.
Very thankful. This is a project that we're super excited about. If you follow us on Instagram, you know we're very passionate about sharing our journey to medicine and using what we've learned over the years to help other students with similar goals.
Exactly. Our goal is to use this platform to expose you all to different aspects of medicine. It's not just the clinical aspect of medicine, but also academia, research-based advocacy, and so much more.
But to backtrack, we should probably introduce ourselves. So, my name is Maria.
And my name is Intami, and we're both currently second-year medical students.
Yes, I go to Wake Forest School of Medicine. Go Deeks.
And I currently attend Wayne State University School of Medicine. Go Warriors.
Although we're at two different schools now, we both attended the University of Central Florida for undergrad.
Go Knights!
Yeah, UCF was the school.
She was supposed to say charge on. Anyway, no lies told. I majored in biomedical sciences.
And I majored in health sciences. UCF was so big, I don't think we had any classes together.
We definitely had physics 2 together, sis.
Really?
We actually sat next to each other, guys, so
you're lying.
This whole interaction basically tells you a little bit about our relationship.
No, in my defense, I was also taking the MCAT when I took physics 2, so it was a very blurry period in my life, so please don't fault me on that. Oh, I really don't miss that class.
Yeah, me either, sis.
We actually met during a general body meeting for the African Student Organization.
Yeah, it was actually on Nigerian Independence Day.
You remember.
You are so corny. Since we're both Nigerian, ASO was a big part of our college experience.
Yeah, it really was our home away from home.
It really was, guys. We met some of our closest friends there and made some of the best memories on that campus, too. Maria ended up graduating spring of 2017, and I graduated a year later in spring of 2018. So I went straight in, and Maria took a gap year.
Different journeys, but similar destinations. We'll go more into depth about our journeys throughout this podcast.
Yes, we definitely want to build some anticipation. But with this podcast, we hope to share with you guys our ups and downs.
And we'll try our best to give you guys full transparency and honest behind the scenes.
We'll definitely share what worked and what did not. And we hope that through our mistakes and victories as well, we can smoothen your path and help you on your journey too.
In addition to talking about our journeys, we'll be interviewing physicians from different specialties, learning about their journeys, and sharing that with you guys as well eventually.
Since we're both passionate about health disparities and reaching health equity, we'll definitely try to tie that in too.
So thank you so much for joining us for this introductory episode. Please follow us on Instagram and continue to tune into the Med Locket podcast.
See you guys next time.
Bye.